As Russia continues to bombard targets in Ukraine, an information war is underway too. To try to control the narrative, the White House last week held a private briefing on Ukraine for 30 social media influencers on the platform TikTok. Taylor Lorenz covers technology and online culture for The Washington Post, and she wrote about the briefing. Taylor, hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, you talked to some of the 30 TikTok stars who were at this briefing. Here's a little bit of sound you posted from the start of this White House Zoom call. Here's White House Digital Strategy Director Rob Flaherty.
Obviously, we value the work you all are doing, informing your followers the ongoing events, and we recognize this is a critically important avenue in the way that the American public is finding out about the latest. So we wanted to make sure you had the latest information from us from an authoritative source.
So, Taylor, what key messaging did the White House try to get out here?
Yeah, well, one big thing that they sort of reiterated to all of the TikTokers is that they wanted to avoid war and sort of de-escalate things as much as possible. And then they just kind of explained what was going on, you know, with the situation, what they were trying to do about it. They took some questions from some of the TikTokers as well.
Yeah. And the fact that this briefing happened in the first place, what does this tell us about TikTok in its reach as a media platform today?
Yeah, well, I think more and more people are getting their news from social platforms and specifically TikTok. A lot of people have just been saying this is really the first TikTok war in the sense that, you know, the platform has only been around since the end of 2018. And really, yeah, it hasn't been, you know, until the past year and a half that people really started to use it regularly for news.
Yeah, well, TikTok has been flooded with videos claiming to be from the front line in Ukraine, and some of it is. There are also Ukrainians like user Zina Solo posting explainers. Here's a little bit of her content on TikTok.
Good evening from Ukraine, everybody. I think it's time we talk about a very complicated topic. Why are the Russians targeting civilians and residential areas in Ukraine? Russians continue horrific, unprovoked, non-stop artillery shellings of huge Ukrainian cities that have millions of people living in them.
Now, watching this, I assume this is her name. I assume she's Ukrainian. I assume she's telling the truth of what she's seeing. But the site is also full of fake or unverified content. Can people really get confused here?
Well, yeah, I think users don't have great media literacy around platforms like TikTok. Tons and tons of false information is rampant. I mean, TikTok has a serious misinformation problem. And I think the nature of video as well almost makes it harder for users to tell what's true or not.
Yeah. And does TikTok say it has the ability to police what's legitimate or not? Or are they just telling us you're kind of on your own here?
I mean, all of these social platforms, users are on their own. Of course, TikTok might remove, you know, really egregious false information about like COVID-19, for instance, but they certainly are not, you know, vetting every video to tell whether it's true or whether it's accurately represented.
Was there an example you remember from this meeting where the White House folks said, listen, we want to focus on this message as either being accurate or inaccurate?
No, it was more questions. So, for instance, you know, just like in a normal press briefing, right, the TikTokers, they get up, they sort of explain what's going on, and then the TikTokers have a chance to ask the question, right? They're the media in this case. So, for instance, Ellie Zeiler, one TikTok star, asked actually about inflation, said, you know, the war in Ukraine, gas prices are crazy, and, you know, what should Gen Z feel about inflation? And Jen Psaki responded and kind of gave her an answer saying that they were trying to get it down and da da da, but it's just a pretty standard press briefing stuff. So it's just that the media now is TikTok instead of, you know, more traditional media.
All right, Taylor Lorenz covers technology and online culture for the Washington Post. Taylor, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.